I have as much of mother as father in me, she said. All my prettiness comes from her, and she was only a dairymaid. Her walk took 2 hours, until she reached the hill overlooking the valley of the great dairies. This valley was watered by the river Froom, and produced huge amounts of milk and butter, more even than Tess's Vale of Blackmoor, which was known as the Vale of Little Dairies. As she stood and looked, she realised the valleys were quite different. Here the fields and farms were much larger. She saw more cows at a glance than she had ever seen before. The evening sun shone on their red, white and brown bodies. She thought that this view was perhaps not as beautiful as the view of Blackmoor Vale, which she knew so well. There the sky was deep blue. The smell of the earth was heavy in the air. The streams ran slowly and silently. But this view was more cheerful. Here the air was clear and light, and the river Froom rushed as fast as the shadow of a cloud.